Welcome back on WTMJ 1235. Great to be with you on this Thursday afternoon. I'm in for Jeff Wagner this afternoon till 3 o'clock. Right now we are joined in studio by one of the lead advocates on a bill working through the state of Wisconsin legislature on an issue that is so important and so, I think, elusive to many of us in the audience. Every time I am on the show or have a guest talking about mental health, we get a lot of great feedback. This is a very complicated issue. And right now, I think many should have hope that, I don't want to say help is on the way, but we're working towards a solution. Benjamin Gerbadian from the Institute for Reforming Government. You are a student fellow with the organization. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Tracy.
All right. So give us a little background about the state of mental health in Wisconsin.
Sure. So Wisconsin, like most other states, is facing a shortage of mental health professionals. Since the COVID pandemic, and really I'd argue since before then, but the COVID pandemic really sped up problems that are Wisconsinites are experiencing with mental health care. And so a lot of people are looking for these solutions, are looking for therapy, are looking for different medical treatments, things that really help them get back to what they consider a normal and healthy lifestyle. And so lawmakers in Wisconsin are increasingly dedicated to trying to find ways to fix this shortage. The governor declared it the year of mental health in his State of the State several months ago. So we at IRG are focused on trying to find solutions as well. And we're advocating for a bill right now called AB 541. It was heard in committee yesterday. And what this bill would do is it would allow mental health professionals from other states to be allowed to treat Wisconsinites via telehealth solutions such as Zoom or other types of video conferencing. So right now in Wisconsin, if you're a therapist and you want to treat Wisconsinites, you have to be approved by the Wisconsin, it's called the Department of Safety and Professional Services.
DSPS, affectionately known as DSPS.
Affectionately known as DSPS, yes. So DSPS treats everyone who applies as a blank slate. And what we realize is that there are qualified mental health professionals in every other state who might be interested or willing to treat Wisconsinites, but don't want to go through the whole licensure process that it takes. So this bill would say that if you have a license in another state, we recognize that as valid because there's no clinical difference in treating Illinoisans as there is in treating Wisconsinites. So there shouldn't be a legal difference either.
Yeah. And many other professions or licensed professions are like that, whether it's real estate or nursing, or I would argue even, nail techs or therapists, they do require state by state licensure. And this is one of the barriers for employment, I think, in many fields. Are you seeing this as an opportunity to clear the way for other multi-state licensure?
Right now, I'm here to advocate for this bill. Yep. We think this is a great starting point. Personally, I would love to see it applied to other professions. I think this is a great thing that allows more people to make a living the way that they want to in whatever state they want to live in. But yeah, we think mental health is a great place to start because it's simple. It doesn't require a lot of upstart to get a thing going in Wisconsin. I mean, a mental health therapy session is just an hour-long Zoom meeting when you really break it down. It's just a matter of who that Zoom meeting is with. So we think this is a great starting point to work on showing that telehealth is a great option for Wisconsinites.
So who's in opposition of this? Why wouldn't this happen?
I don't think there's a huge organized opposition. You're never going to hear radio or TV ads against this type of bill. The people who are more hesitant to do it are people who are unsure, are less experienced or less knowledgeable about the ways that this type of thing works. Maybe they don't have experience with receiving therapy or telehealth or those types of solutions. It's mainly, in my view, it's mainly an ignorance problem in that a lot of people just don't know what the problem is and don't know that this is a potential really easy solution.
So what is your connection to this and why do you care so much about this? You are a student fellow. Mm-hmm. You are a young man, Benjamin. Yes. What drew you to this issue and to be so involved in the advocacy effort?
I've been a nerd for as long as I can remember.
Oh,
and
not a nerd.
I love it. And I love politics. So I've been a student fellow with IRG. I'm a college student in Waukesha right now. And I've been a student fellow for about 2 years with IRG. Last year, I began experiencing symptoms of mental illness, and I began having panic attacks and needed someone to help me with that. And so I began seeking out therapy and seeking out other solutions. And in doing so, discovered how much of a shortage there really is and discovered how hard it is to find some of those things. So I found a solution that works for me, and I'm doing better now. But I wanted to see what the problem was. I'm naturally a very curious person, and I wanted to know what the problem was and if there was a public policy solution to this type of problem.
And how difficult was it to get a bill author, or was IRG really kind of the path for you to be able to do that?
We have a great team, and we've been working together with a lot of different interested stakeholders in the state capitol. The Milwaukee Police Association is a supporter of this bill. IRG is supporting this bill. We have the group of therapists supporting this bill, and a lot of college students. So I wrote an op-ed in the Journal Sentinel back in March that was the focus of, basically it was, here's my experience and here's a potential solution. And then we worked over the summer months with IRG to talk with people in the legislature, see if there was support. And we got, I would consider, a tremendous amount of support. We have a bill with almost 25 co-sponsors on it, which is incredible. And I'm really excited about that.
So it went through committee yesterday. What's the next step? What's the process? And what should listeners be watching for?
Yeah. So the committee hearing was yesterday. We got to go out to Madison to testify. I'm proud to say that it passed committee this morning. So next step is the vote on the full floor of the assembly before all 99 state representatives. That could happen as early as next week. We don't know exactly. They haven't scheduled it yet. So, but it could be as early as next week. Otherwise, it could be within the next few weeks. So.
How a bill becomes a law, and the governor will sign it, we think, right? In the year of mental health?
He hasn't said anything on this specific bill, but he cares a lot about mental health. And this is a simple solution. It's an easy solution, and it's a free solution. It doesn't spend any taxpayer dollars.
Benjamin Gerbadian from the Institute for Reforming Government talking about mental health in Wisconsin, and maybe some hope is on the way to receive some help or to increase the access to help here in Wisconsin. It's 1242 right here on WTMJ. Welcome back on WTMJ. I am your host, Tracy Johnson, in for Jeff Wagner this week. We have in studio an advocate and fellow, a student fellow with the Institute for Reforming Government, Benjamin Gerbadian, who is working on a piece of legislation that would help give more access to mental health care across the state of Wisconsin. Benjamin, why does mental health care matter to Wisconsinites?
I think mental health is one of the most pressing issues we have imminently facing our state and really the country. I work for the Institute for Reforming Government. We're a nonprofit think tank organization. We're dedicated to finding common sense public policy solutions to breaking down barriers that are stopping people from achieving their American dream. We did a thing over the last 2 years called, we call it What Wisconsin Wants. The product of it is a survey. We held over 60 listening sessions across the state with a ton of people, hundreds of people, all different types of groups. We did one with farmers, small business owners, doctors, lawyers, students, teachers, rural, urban. Every group you can think of, we probably talked to some of them at least once. And every single one we did, mental health came up, which absolutely astounded me. We were in western Wisconsin on a dairy farm, and we were talking about dairy farmers, and we said, what are some of the issues that are impacting you? And they said, you know, the obvious things. They talked about, you know, DNR regulations and shipping costs and fuel and all of those things. And then they said mental health. There are a lot of farmers who are experiencing mental health problems. We talked to teachers in inner city Milwaukee and said, what's one of the problems facing you? And they said, mental health care. Our students have mental health crises like never before. So this is truly the issue that everyone is facing. And there are a bunch of different solutions because this is a really complicated problem. So we're advocating for AB 541, which is a really specific and simple solution that we don't think is the silver bullet that'll solve everything, but we think it's a fantastic start.
Do you have a sense for what the actual shortage is? How many mental health professionals are we really short in our state?
So the state health department has an index, and I'll admit I don't know how this has come up with, but they've determined that the number needed is about one mental health professional for every 250 citizens and in a county. And the only county in Wisconsin right now that has that number is Dane County. They're the only one. In places like Buffalo County, which is in the northwestern part of the state, they have one mental health professional for every 13,000 citizens. So this is a incredible, like, dramatic shortage. And it gets worse as you get to rural areas because there just aren't as many doctors in rural areas to help the people that need it.
That is fascinating. You mentioned kids in Milwaukee, but kids in rural areas too, where these issues are universal. And that's what I think is so fascinating. We can all relate, and we can all relate to a struggle of trying to have access to the healthcare, to the mental health professional. So once again, this AB 541 is an assembly bill that would basically allow mental health professionals to cross state lines and provide telehealth services to the people who need it.
Yeah, and they don't even have to physically cross state lines to do it. I could sit in my house in Waukesha and get on a Zoom meeting with a therapist in California. Both of us would go about our day afterwards, but I would have received the healthcare that I needed and not had to find someone in Wisconsin where we're facing a dramatic shortage.
Benjamin Gurbedian with the Institute for Reforming Government, thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be watching this closely and wish you great luck in your advocacy efforts.
Thanks for having me on, Tracy.
Right now, it's 1249 on WTMJ.